Now, answer this question. Name three cell or tissue derivatives of the neural crest that are not neurons. Get it? No? Neither did I. But did you know the answer when you were 15? Still no? Well, imagine the standard at the International Brain Bee competition just held in Cairns. It was part of a huge neuroscience conference, and the Bee was organised by Professor Linda Richards from the University of Queensland.
Well, in the last part of this competition, we'll be asking oral questions. I have to write down the answer. This is the fifth part of the competition. So they've already had a gross anatomy challenge, and there they had to identify structures within the human brain specimens. Then they did an histology final where they were also looking at sections of brain specimens and they had to identify stained structures in those. There was an essay final where we test them on their conceptual knowledge of neuroscience, and then a patient diagnosis section which is run by a neurosurgeon who's part of our judging team. And in that, what we're looking for is the students to synthesize all this knowledge to be able to identify some common neurological disorders that occur in our community. And then today is the very final, which is the oral final, and we'll be asking them 10 questions.
And this is all at the age of what, 16, 17?
15, 16.
How do they know all that stuff at that tiny age?
So these are incredibly bright and talented kids that have won their national finals in their different countries. And Professor Charles Watson has provided coaching for the students in the lead up to the International Brain Bee. And so they could ask any questions and prepare for the international final.
And really, what are they specialising in? Is it just all these different aspects of brains, or is it behaviour as well?
It's brain function. So what would happen if a certain part of the nervous system wasn't functioning correctly? But it's also basic neuroscience. How do neurons work? So the electrophysiological components make up the neurons, and molecular mechanisms within neurons. So it really covers all areas of neuroscience. We do cover psychiatric disease as well.
They've all arrived. And the thing that worries me is the questions you're about to ask them, I suspect I could not answer any of them.
Well, I think most neuroscientists in the audience won't be able to answer many of them. But these students, I'm sure, will be able to answer most of them. And I hope that we'll be able to discriminate those few at the top so we get an overall clear outcome for the final.
Professor Richards, let's go inside and see what happens next.
Thank you very much.
And here we are with a number of the students. And your name is Benz?
Yes, and I'm from Germany.
And what do you expect to happen now after all these days of being tested?
Actually, I'm open for everything and I'm glad to be here.
And you don't mind being asked in English about these complicated things?
Well, a bit. I'm not used to the Australian accent. I just learned British in my
school. I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I need to get used to it, but it's okay.
And finally, what made you so excited about studying brains in the first place?
Well, I'm always interested in medicine. The brain is a quite complex organ, and so I think I wanted to start with that.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sydney, Australia.
So you're the local. Why are you so excited by brains?
I'm just really passionate about it. It's just really interesting. There's not much we know about it. So what's better than learning more about something I don't know much about?
Makes a lot of sense. And how are you getting on with your fellow students from all over the world?
Pretty well. They're really, really nice people. And I think it's nice to expand my connections with other people who are also interested in neuroscience. So yeah, it's pretty good.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. I need it.
And your name, sir?
Jansen Kappen.
From Canada, is that right?
Yes.
And what was the competition like in Canada? Was it right across all these different schools?
Yeah, so it was across Canada. You had people from different schools studying really hard. And we all went to Hamilton, Ontario, and then we went for the national competition.
I'm still puzzled by what takes young people, you know, 15, 16, 17, to study something so complex as neuroscience. How come?
Well, you know, it is a hard competition, but I really do think that the people here really like what they're studying. So it's not like we're just memorizing. I think people here are passionate, enthusiastic, about the brain, and a lot of people from here want to do careers in neurosurgery or neurology or things like that. So that's what gives us the drive.
And where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
It's a long way to come.
Yeah, a long way.
And what aspect of the brain excites you most?
I like to study the diseases so I can help people to heal them.
So mental diseases and such like, yeah. Are there any particular ones you've been looking at?
Well, I've been looking at a lot of ones like Parkinson's, Huntington's.
Parkinson's disease and so on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you, what's your name?
My name is Sandra.
And may I say how wonderfully you're dressed with a bow tie and white shirt. You look very elegant.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Romania.
Romania. And how do you feel? I asked a couple of the others about doing a competition in English.
I've been studying English for 11 years, so it was not very difficult.
Okay, good luck, and I'll see you afterwards.
Thank you.
Question. The resting membrane potential is determined by the concentration of three ions. Name these three ions.
I'm Sonal Singh from India.
What made you join in this brain bee?
Seriously, I joined it accidentally, you know? But when I started reading the books, I came to know more about neuroscience. It just induced interest in me.
When did this accident happen?
At the regional level. Some of the students in our school wanted to participate, but that was the last day. Nobody had the photograph, passport size. So, and I just pulled it out from my diary and just gave it to my teacher. She filled the form and gave it to the organization. And I won the regional level. Then I went for the national in Delhi. And I won that also. And now I'm here.
Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Question. Botulinum toxin inhibits neurotransmitter release at the neuromuscular junction. What is the molecular target that the toxin acts on? Okay? Well, the 2 days of testing has happened, and here's the genius who came third.
You did it. Well done.
International Brain Bee from Romania?
Yeah.
Do you know, I couldn't answer a single question and you answered the lot, did you?
Yes, it was indeed difficult, but I studied a lot.
Did you expect to do so well?
No, definitely not.
And what next? What do you really expect to do?
I'd love to do medicine. I'll apply for biomedical sciences at university in UK.
What's the interest in Romania in science? Is it strong?
Not really. The research isn't very funded, so that's why I want to apply in another country. But I like to do research because I think it's more interesting and suited for me.
Thank you so much. Well done.
Thank you.
May I talk to Israel?
Yes, you may.
Please.
You wanted the first place.
Of course we wanted.
Well, you are high up there.
Yes, that's true. Yeah,
yes.
Give me your name again.
Rina Sevastianov.
And that name comes from where?
She's from Israel, from Ashdod, but she's from Russia originally.
Yeah,
that's
course.
Why you've got blonde hair.
Yeah.
No, but we are all blonde in Israel.
What do you hope to do, having done so well with brain science?
I thought about maybe neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon?
Surgeon. Yeah.
Well, that's really challenging, isn't it? Because one of the difficulties, at least in Australia, is how little money is given to brain cancer research. Is it the same in Israel as well?
I don't really know.
No,
but,
it's too early, but
yeah,
it's really one of these challenging fields where the outcome for brain cancer is not very good. And so if you can pioneer that work, that'll be fantastic, won't it?
Yeah.
May I interrupt?
Oh.
Is this the United States and Macau?
Yeah. Hi.
You came second.
Yes, I did. I'm really happy.
By half a point.
Yeah, half a point, but... Second place is second place.
Oh, it's glorious and a nice fat check. And you, what is your plan?
I definitely want to go to the neuroscience industry and chance to work with patients and live people. And it's just really fun for me to do that stuff.
To do with mental health?
Yeah, any kinds of patients. It's just super fun interacting with people and being able to work with them for a job is something that I really want to do.
And what was your inspiration?
Oh, actually, it was more of people with depression and mental illnesses. I sort of felt like neuroscience is something that could help them out in the future. If you're passionate about it, you can do it. Yeah.
I can tell you're passionate about it. You're bouncing around out of your seat.
Yeah.
And so who won? Out of 23 countries with those formidable questions. And where's Jade Pham, our 15-year-old Australian candidate? Now, where's my winner?
Jade.
Hi.
You won. Congratulations.
Yep, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I could see you when the points were adding up, and you seemed to be very emotional about it.
Yeah, I did not expect it at all. So, yeah.
Extremely moving and incredibly tense towards the end. You know, half a point. It's amazing.
Yeah, half. Really little, but.
Now, what do you think about your fellow competitors from all these different countries? How have you got on the last few days together?
Yep, they've been amazing. They're really friendly, and it's just nice to make more connections with people. Yeah, I've made a lot of friends.
And watching, I was quite touched by seeing Israel sitting next to Iran.
Yeah, that's good.
If only the rest of the world could do that, don't you think?
Yeah, we've all made, just regardless of any other issues, we've all been friends, and it's all been really well. We've just, like, learned from each other. Yeah, it's been good.
How long have you been at James Ruse, the rather famous school you attend?
Yeah, I only joined last year. So if I didn't join, I wouldn't be in this competition, because my old school didn't have it.
Where were you before?
Sydney Girls High.
Two pretty good, strong schools. Does this mean that you've only just, in the last year, been studying these incredibly difficult aspects of brain science?
Yes.
How do you get it all into your head?
I find it interesting. I just keep reading, and then I absorb information to some degree, and then I read again and learn more things to it.
So you're excited and you're disciplined at the same time?
Yeah, I just really like learning about the brain. It's just really interesting to me.
Well, on national radio, as a young person still at school, could you tell the rest of the listeners who are still at school why it's so important to do what you do?
It's important to just go and embrace your passion. If you love something, just go and learn more about it and see where it takes you. So yeah,
it might take you actually to help other people, maybe patients, who knows?
Yeah, it really opens up so many opportunities for you, so go for it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Jade Pham from James Ruse, who has just taken on the world and come first. Jade Pham from James Ruse Agricultural School in Sydney went to Brazil straight after to represent Australia in the Science Olympiads. And that's where Zoe Thompson of Redlands School in Sydney won gold. So celebrate our young scientists. They are incredible. The Science Show on RN, and my thanks to Professor Linda Richards of the University of Queensland, organiser of the Brain Bee.